Here's the story.
I can't believe I'm speaking with
of
you.
A man named Christopher.
You're an enduring fan.
Who's best known as Peter on TV. Now he's joining us.
See you in Australia.
Because our own Janie,
a crazy fan,
fought for a very Brady renovation on Aussie screens.
Jane Kennedy is using her Triple M drive show to get this on TV.
A very Brady renovation will be shown on Australian television.
Please enjoy it. You're so deserving.
We hope to see you here because your fan base is huge.
Click your heels. It could happen.
And he's now in the country to celebrate a very Brady renovation on the TLC network and finally meet the campaign leader responsible for bringing it to our shores.
You're a well-known stalker.
An enduring fan.
We welcome back Christopher Knight.
We do welcome back Christopher Knight in the flesh. And I promise you I'm not a stalker, Chris, but I'm sitting
effective.
Very close.
You're an effective stalker.
Am I?
Yes.
Oh,
you
my
were
God.
Quite effective in bringing the very Brady renovation here.
Well, that's true.
You stalked it here.
I did. And we really wanted to have, of all the Bradys, we're really thrilled that you came to Australia and visited us. And we've just been at a very funny lunch, haven't we?
We have been to a very Brady lunch. Yes.
Yes, it was a very Brady brunch because we like to play on that with the most diehard Brady Bunch fans in Australia. And I feel it was only right that I was there as well.
Well, you ran the contest, did you not? I mean, or is your idea?
Yeah, well, I just thought it was so special. And this is all because TLC on the Foxtel network have shown a very Brady renovation. And it was this bizarre concept where it was the exterior, the house of the Brady Bunch that opened every episode, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But the interior was just the actual people who owned the house. It was just their normal interior. And yours was a set.
Right. Well, people, I think through this process, we learned that a great deal of our audience lost track of the fact that we worked on a set.
Yeah.
And the house, which was just a picture of a house to us, though it did exist, it's continued to exist and is approachable and photographable on a street in L.A. But it's become sort of the Brady portal. It's the tap-in point for Brady fans worldwide. This is the Brady house. And so over time, people have forgotten that we worked on a set, and now this is where the Bradys worked.
Now, we were talking over lunch how iconic the actual Brady interiors were and so memorable because we remembered so many rooms in the Brady house.
Exactly. We were saying,
as opposed to other shows.
You might have a living room that you remember.
Yes, Bewitched, we go, the kitchen, the living room, nothing else really.
Nothing.
No, but the Brady house was so iconic and you had to all rebuild it. And the great thing was all the kids got together and it must have been a blast to be reunited with all your dear family friends, really, aren't they?
You know, we've kept friends now for 50 years. These friendships alive independently. Sometimes it's because of work and there's a number of us together. But it's not as though we are getting reacquainted because we all know each other.
You already know each other so
well. But all of us back together in front of a camera, it hasn't happened in 35 years.
Yeah.
And we would discover through this process that that's very important to our fans. There's something about us as a member of a group that it's important for us to be part of that group and to see the group functioning.
And we celebrated with you. And we loved seeing you all interact together. And you had the job of rebuilding apart from a lot of other things, but you're in charge of the kitchen as well, weren't you?
That was Eve.
And we were talking about what was probably the most amazing renovation of all was the staircase in the living room.
Right. Because without that, you really don't have a Brady home.
No, you need that staircase. When Carol's doing her needlepoint, my God, she had time to sit and do needlepoint on a chair when everyone would come through the door.
And it's a kind of living room you just want to live in.
Yes,
right?
You do.
Now, of course, I think the thing that comes probably is burned or seared into most minds is the kitchen because of the colors.
Yeah.
That orange and, you know, the avocado green, which might be the only orange and avocado green kitchen ever produced.
It may come back again in style.
But it's kind of cool. And we remade it that way. With the same laminate.
The same oven, the same fridge. It was absolutely bizarre. Now, when we're at this lunch and these diehard fans, they had some really good questions, I thought. And I thought you were just a great sport. You opened up. One of the interesting things was they said, what was your day like? You know, going. And you said you shared a car with Maureen.
I did.
And a mum.
Yeah. And I realized that question wasn't that easy to answer. What's a normal day like?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, because Maureen's mom had tunnel vision, had some some issue health
that
issue that caused her to end up with tunnel vision, and she couldn't drive. She didn't have a license. And the way that it works in California, if under the child labor laws, is you have to have a parent or guardian with you at all times. And then there's a social worker assigned by the state that's also your advocate on set. So she had to have her mom there. Mom couldn't drive. So she had an issue. She had to get there with her mom. We lived only a few miles from Maureen, so that's what we did. We picked them up every morning, and we drove in. There was rarely a time when she would work or I would work, and she wouldn't. So
we just couldn't get our heads around the fact that, you know, this was a part, a normal part of your day. They were such a great group. Some of the fans were so diehard. There was a couple I met who named their son Brady.
They did.
There was another woman who had a script. I think it's the same couple. She had an original script.
She did. She had a script of how to succeed in business with somebody's name on it. I think we've deduced since then that it was somebody that worked in the property or the set department. His notes in the script were something to do with the set itself.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember the name, and it was on the crew. So,
yeah. There's also going to be, I must say, I think it's on the 23rd of December, we're going to do sort of a behind-the-scenes look at the whole Brady renovation. That's going to come up on TLC Network as well. What about yourself in, what's your other life now? Because we would just love to see you renovating the house forevermore, but I presume you have a grown-up job as well.
You know, I actually have some talents in this area because I did this in my 20s. I did a number of renovations, and I built a few houses. Frankly, though, I was the builder. I had a contractor that did most of the swinging of the hammer. So I did a lot of oversight. And that's a lot of work, and it's not what I do. So I'm not necessarily an expert at home building, though I could probably handle it. I do other things. Actually, I've been big into business since leaving the industry when I didn't know I was leaving the industry back in the early 80s, mid 80s. I ended up in high tech, and then that took me completely away from the entertainment industry. And I looked over my shoulder, I realized I'm not in that industry anymore.
And you were lucky enough to meet your wife through high tech as well. I believe you were at a conference and she was doing something, and that how you met?
Well, no, but she was in the high tech. She worked for IBM for 10 years, and so she's a high techer herself. I'm more on the tech side. She's on the sales side, but now I'm in the business side. But now I'm just in business, so it's not high tech or not. But I needed to find a way to weave together an entertainment world and a business world, and I didn't know how I was going to do that. And ultimately, it turns out that it's this brand that I created in the States. This brand isn't available in Australia, but I am a furniture brand in the
United States. Well, can we go to a website and look that up?
You certainly can. You wouldn't be able to order anything.
Can I stalk you?
Yes, you can. Through that, you can.
Our time is running out. Will you? I would talk to you for 3 hours if I could.
Well, I'm the reason that you're the reason I'm here.
And that lunch was fantastic. We did a quiz. And you're involved in the quiz as well.
And I didn't win.
What score did you get out of 20?
I think I got a 16.
Yeah, okay. So did I.
You got a 16?
Yeah, I got 16.
I had no idea on at least one of them.
Well, that is a slight concern, but understandable. Christopher Knight, we are so thrilled. You said in 94 that you weren't going to do anything more to do with Peter Brady. Was that right?
I said that in 94. I think that it was because of that visit here to Australia that I decided from that trip, looking back on it, that I would never turn my back on Peter Brady.
Well, we absolutely, it's amazing to have so many fans here. It's been so lovely to meet you. Thanks for being on, Kennedy Malloy. And I'm so glad that you didn't have to go through meeting Mick Malloy, because he interviewed Barry Williams a few years ago and kept calling him Greg. And it was so embarrassing that I'm glad that Mick wasn't here for that.
Is that, Barry has his Twitch now. Is that the reason?
Yeah, that would be the cause. Thanks, Chris Knight.
Thank you. I'm in your debt.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Coming up, we've got Will Anderson in a moment, and Mick's Pub Shout, thanks to Brick Lane, is coming up as well. You can give us a ring right now if you like, 133353, because Mick is doing this tour all around Australia, including Brisbane, Sydney, Newcastle and Melbourne. And for those in South Australia and Western Australia, you can be flown in as well for this big night. Hit up kennedymalloy.com.au. We're doing it in a moment.